a recording by Grinning Pup.
So, what do you think, boy? Don't be intimidated. It's just a leather bar. Plus, you with me. No one's gonna fuck with you. Unless I let them. Come on. Daddy needs a drink. And so do you by the look on your face.
Hey, Brandon. How's my favourite bear?
Kieran. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, I don't matter. What matters is the little candy corn you brought with you. Where'd you find this one?
Oh, this is my new boy. And today is a very special day.
What? Birthday? Anniversary? What?
My boy here came out of the closet today.
Well, that deserves a drink. On the house. What are you having, kid? Party. Coming up, I'll make it extra gay in celebration.
He means he'll put glitter in it.
It's the same thing. And you, Big Brando, you want your usual?
Sure.
Coming up.
Oh, is that who I think he is? As I live and breathe.
Gents.
He's alive. The prodigal daddy bear has arrived.
Oh, bow down.
Knock it off. I've been busy. You know how it is.
I know how obsessed you get every time you get a new boy toy. And look, he bought him out.
Yeah, to show off.
My boy here is new to the scene, but he's making good headway. Really embracing the life, aren't you, boy?
Oh, how cute. Can he bark? Yeah, has he got any other tricks?
Here, boy. Come and sit on my lap before you get fingered.
Oh, he's got such a cute butt.
Yeah, and he's mine, so back off. Anyway, where's Chris? He not with you?
Oh, yeah, he's over there in the rim chairs. He loves it when I allow him to tongue other guys.
Nice. I always enjoyed his tongue.
I bet your boy here is great with his tongue. Otherwise, you wouldn't keep him around.
That's not fair. He's learning and doing a great job. Right, boy?
Here you go, one gay-ass drink and a whiskey.
Oh my days, you've really outdone yourself.
Oh, it gets better. Welcome to gayhood. It's like adulthood, but with less rights. Congratulations.
You're an arse.
Oh, yes, daddy.
So, what's the score then? You bring your boy to a bar like this and your watch is going to dangle him like that.
Oh, we'll see where the night takes us. My boy's not going to do anything he doesn't want to.
Look at him. He's gagging for it. Can't take his eyes off all the daddies in here, can you, boy?
This bar has a darkroom, boy. If you really want to play, you have my blessing.
I'll show you. Take my hand.
He hasn't finished his drink, Greg.
He can drink it later. Come with me.
One moment. Listen, boy. You can go with Greg. I trust him. But the moment you get uncomfortable, you come right back out, okay? You sure this is what you want? Well, that makes Daddy very happy. Well, off you go then.
Come with me, kid. I'll hold your hand all the way so you don't get lost. It's real simple. There's no light in there, so if something presses against you, you suck it, or you lick it, or whatever. You understand? Ready? After you then.
As you step into the room, you're enveloped by complete darkness. You can't see anything. The sounds of the bar are miles away. You let go of Greg's hand and you realize you're completely on your own. Suddenly, you feel a firm hand on your torso. It's big and coarse. Then on the other side. Then on your shoulder. And the bulk of a man presses into your back. His stomach is big. You feel the press of his leather and the strength of his grip. Whilst the man in front of you, his hands work their way up your torso, playing with your nipples beneath your shirt. You feel the sensation of a bearded jaw against your neck. The growing hardness of your cock contained by leather pants bulging against your butt. His lips are soft and wet against your exposed neck. His hands hold and control you. The man in front leans in and kisses you on the mouth, pressing his own front against yours. You're sandwiched between two big burly men, ravaging you like the sweetest dessert on the menu. You get lost in the sensation of a mouth kissing yours and a beard brushing against your sensitive neck. You feel yourself harden. The man in front squeezes it with a hard grip as you push your butt back. The hand on your shoulder applies pressure, and you sink to your knees between the two men. Their legs part, and your face is pressed into the hardness of the man in front of you. Your hands reach to his thighs, and you feel their thickness. The man behind you unzips first and you feel his hard cock appear at the side of your face, pressing against your cheek. You turn slightly and kiss at the thick piece of meat presented to you. His hand is on your head, pressing you against it. Before you know it, the man in front of you is out and his sizable cock is tapping against your face. You feel his pre-cum leaves a trail and with the heady scent of man in the air, you dive forwards and press your face against the shaft in front of you. The man guides you to the head of his cock and you take the hot bulb into your mouth. He's so thick, but your tongue works as hard as it can. The man from behind shifts his position and pushes his own cock against the side of your mouth. You open instinctively, and you feel both cocks struggle to occupy the same space. You suck one all the way down, withdraw, and then take the other all the way down. You hear the men murmur their appreciation. Above you, the two older men are kissing as you work their cocks like a dutiful boy. Their hands are on your head and it makes you feel so safe and lost in the moment. As your mouth is busy, you feel a third body stooping, run his hands over your clothed arse and back. His hands are firmer, not like the two daddies in front of you, but thick and powerful and big. He paws at you as you continue to worship with your mouth. Your belt is unbuckled and your trousers come down, exposing your cheeks. The third presses against your back and whispers in your ear as a finger caresses along your crack and against your hole. You feel your skin pulse with electricity. And you can't help but moan as a long finger probes further. The finger is thick and resolute in its course as it finds your opening and pushes so gently. Thank God Daddy had warmed you up beforehand. Otherwise the intrusion would be blinding. But instead this foreign object, this finger, felt right. Deeper now, to first, then second knuckle, The other hand had reached around, his body still against yours, squeezing and pulling at your now hard length. His words never abated, whispering in your ear what a good boy you were, what a delicious arse you had, how good you were at sucking cock. One of the men in front grabbed your head suddenly and slammed his cock down your throat, causing you to gag. But you fought against it. You kept it in. Your eyes were wide open, but you couldn't see anything, just pale shapes of towering men. Your eyes were streaming, but that didn't stop the other man guide your hand away to grasp his big dick and milk it while you choked. Soon, another hand grabbed your other hand and forced it to do the same as its brother. You were milking two cocks, a third down your throat, and a fourth now tapping at your tight pucker. You were surrounded by flesh, by men who stank of sweat and leather, and you truly lost yourself entirely in that moment. You gave in completely. So different to the bigot you had once been. You alternated between the three cocks in front of you, sucking and licking at them with an eagerness only seen in pornos. And the men sighed and moaned and muttered their praises. You had spent your life in pursuit of a higher power, of an afterlife once this one was over, but this was heaven. This was the highest power on this earth, and you were lapping the sweat, not of some idol, but of gods themselves. But no more false worship. You had given yourself over completely. Even as the third stranger in the dark pressed the thick head of his cock against your hole and pushed. Black turned to blinding white, and you resisted biting down. Having it filled with an ample cock. You focused on it as it pierced you and maintained a steady rhythm of sucking and bucking backwards. Soon, one of the men cried out and pulled away from your hand and began to furiously pump himself. The man behind you expertly wheeled you in the man's direction, and you were quickly greeted with a face full of hot cream splashing against your cheek before you, on instinct, lunged forwards to catch the seed and to suckle the shaft clean. Once he had subsided, he patted you on the head in a show of thanks. The second and fourth man moved your head to underneath them, and they furiously beat their meat, wanting to feed you further, and soon they did. The second plunged your head down on his cock and throat-fucked you until he exploded, holding you with strong arms and thick thighs booking at the pleasure. The fourth man was more than happy to blow his load wherever, and you felt his seed break and drip down the side of your face. The second man, the throat fucker, the bearded neck kisser, knelt down following his completion and took your mouth in his own as the man fucking you leant into it. He was balls deep and his solid frame slammed into you. The sound was hard and wet and constant. It felt so good. And the mouth at yours felt good too. The two men continued for what felt like hours until, with a quickening pace and heavy breaths, the man behind you finally approached climax. And sensing this, the man in front parted and held your face up by your jaw, allowing you to moan freely. And soon, he unloaded, and you felt hot gushes of cum flood your insides. As the man behind you slowed and his sweating bulk lay heavy on your back, the man in front kissed you once more and departed, leaving you still penetrated by the third man. His breathing slowed and you felt now, seemingly for the first time, the beard brush against your back and the words, "Good boy." You didn't think I'd really let those two have all the fun, did you? So, boy, how was your first dark room?